Hayraysa.
Today's Amud is Megillah Tesem Abayz. We're holding on Tesem Abayz, seven lines from the top, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer. So we mentioned in the Mishnah before that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer af besvarim lo yatiru sheikasfu el yavanis. That even when it comes to a Sefer Torah, you can't just write it in any language like the Tanakhama said. The only heter is dafka to write it in Greek. So I'm Rabbi Avayu, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. But that's taka the halacha. There's no heter to translate the Torah. The only language you're allowed to translate the Torah into is into Greek. Nowadays, obviously, we translate it into other languages, perhaps because of Eslasle, Eslashem, Efir Serasecho. But Al Kopanim, that's the psak of the Gemara, that's the psak of Rabbi Yochanan, that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that Be'etzim, there's only a heter to translate the Torah into Greek. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, my taima. Where do you see this in the Torah, that there's a heter, dafka, to translate the Torah into Greek? My time with Rav Shem ben Gamliel, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Yafta l'kim li'yefes, v'yishkoin ba'ay le'shem. It says that, so we dash from this Pasuk, that Dvarav shall yefes yiyu ba'ay le'shem. That the words of yefes, and Yavan comes from yefes, so we dash from this Pasuk, that the words of yefes, referring to Greek, so it's yiyu ba'ay le'shem, v'yishkoin ba'ay le'shem, it's gonna be in the ba'ay le'shem. We, the Yidden, we come from shame. Avram comes from shame. And so the words of yefes, Greek, is gonna be in the tense of shame, which means in our Sefer Torah, we could translate the Torah into Greek. Ve'ema goymer umagoig. Yefes had many children. He didn't just have Yavan. He also had goymer umagoig. So maybe you could also translate the Torah into their languages as well. Because it says, Yafta lukim li Yefes, v'yishkan ba'ile shem. So it sounds like that means all the languages of Yefes, which includes goymer umagoig, should be mutter ba'ile shem. So even the languages of goymer umagoig. So to that, says the Gemara, Amr Rav Chiya bar Abba, Hainu Taima. This is the reason why the heter is dafka for Yavanis, it's dafka for Greek. Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, Yafta lekim liyefes. So we dash him from these words, Yafta lekim liyefes, that it's not all the languages of Yefes that are mutter ba'ay le'shem, it's Yafta lekim liyefes. Says the Gemara, it's Yafusai shel Yefes. It's the most beautiful of Yefes. The most beautiful of Yefes is Yavan, Greek, that's what's Yehe ba'ay le'shem. That's what has a heter to be in the ba'ay le'shem. Not all the languages of Yefes, dafka the most beautiful language referring to Greek. Says the Mishnah Vayter, now continuing on the theme of the Ein Beins, and really before we begin the next Mishnah, it's kedai just to say over a short Hagdama, and that is as follows. So the halacha is that before a Kayin Gadol, before a Kayin really, before a Kayin becomes Kayin Gadol, so he has to go through some sort of chinuch, or perhaps in English you could say an inauguration. He needs to have a certain type of inauguration. Now there are two ways of performing this chinuch. Number one, the first way to perform this chinuch is using the Shemen HaMishcha, the special oil. You anoint the Kayin with the Shemen HaMishcha, and just like that, he's anointed, he's inaugurated, and he becomes the Kayin Gadol. However, eventually the Shemen HaMishcha was Nignaz, and so then they used a different method of chinuch. The second method of chinuch, which we see from the Torah that you're allowed to do this method, is that it's called Meruba Begadim. And that is that the Kayin, he puts on the Shemayna Begadim of the Kayin Gadol, and some say that just like that he becomes Kayin Gadol. Others say that he has to perform some sort of Avaida wearing the Shemayna Begadim, and that's the chinuch, but some sort of form of wearing the Shemayna Begadim, either Bishas Avaida or even just by itself, that's a second type of chinuch. That type of chinuch is called Meruba. So there's a kain that's meshuach b'shemen hamishcha, and then there's a kain that's a meruba begadim. And so says the Mishnah now that ein bein kain meshuach b'shemen hamishcha l'meruba begadim. That there's no difference between how the kain became inaugurated into being the kain gadol. It doesn't matter if he was anointed with the shemen hamishcha, or if he was nischanich, if he was inaugurated with the wearing the shemen begadim. There's no difference between the two. Ella par haba al kol ha-mitzvahs. The only difference is with regards to the par haba al kol ha-mitzvahs, which means that a person, generally, not a kohen gadol, typically a standard person, if he does an aveira, if he's by mistake, if he's b'shaygig, ivran and iser, that It's the type of Isser that if he did it b'mezid, there's a chiyuv kares for it. The type of Isser that has a chiyuv kares, if you do it b'shoigig, the halacha is that you bring a karban chatas. That's the halacha. So now what animal do you bring as a karban chatas? So you have two options. You could bring a sheep or you could bring a goat. Those are the two options for the karban chatas. However, when it comes to a kohen gadol who didn't know the halacha, he didn't iser b'shoigig, that b'mezer would have been chayev kares. So then he also brings a chatas, but he doesn't bring a sheep or a goat. Rather, the kohen brings a par. It's called the par haba al kol ha-mitzvahs. It's the par which he brings for transgressing these types of mitzvahs. He brings a cow, that's his karban. So that's going to be the only difference between a kohen that became kohen gadol with the shemen ha-mishcha and a kohen gadol who became kohen gadol with merubah begadim. Only a kohen gadol who became kohen gadol through being anointed, he brings this par haba al kol ha-mitzvahs. However, when it comes to the merubah begadim, if he's chayev a chatas, so he brings this regular chatas that any other yid would bring, and which means he brings a sheep or a goat, he does not bring this special par. Says the Mishnah, another ein bein, that ein bein kayin mishamesh l'kayin shavar. There's no difference between the kayin gadol, who's the active kayin gadol, and the kayin gadol, who is, so to speak, retired. We learned about this in Yuma. Let's say you have a kayin gadol, so he's supposed to do the avayda on Yom Kippur. We need the kayin gadol dafka to perform the avayda on Yom Kippur. What happens if the kayin gadol becomes tameh? So we have a backup kayin gadol. We have the skan. He becomes Kayin Gadol, and he performs the Avaida on Yom Kippur. This second Kayin Gadol becomes the Kayin Gadol just for Yom Kippur. However, once the original Kayin Gadol, once the first Kayin Gadol becomes Tar, so he goes back to his post as Kayin Gadol, and the second Kayin Gadol becomes now a retired Kayin Gadol. That's called a Kayin Sha'avar. So says the Mishnah that there's no difference between the Kayin Mishamish, the active Kayin Gadol, the Kayin Sha'avar, to the retired Kayin Gadol, who just had that one day job on Yom Kippur when the Kohen Gadol was Tameh. There's no difference between the two. Elapar Yom Kippurim v'asiris ha'efa. The only difference is the par of Yom Kippur. A Kohen Gadol sha'avar, he's not allowed to bring the special par of Yom Kippur. That's dafka, a job for the active Kohen Gadol. And another nafka mina is the asiris ha'efa, the carbon that the Kohen Gadol brings every day. He brings an asiris ha'efa every single day. So that is brought dafka by the active Kohen Gadol. A backup Kohen Gadol or a retired Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Sha'avar, he does not bring this Asira Se'efa. So first now, says the Gemara, going back to the din of Merubah Begadim and a Kohen Gadol who was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, so he said that the only difference is with regards to the Par Haba Akal HaMitzvahs. So says the Gemara, Hala Inyan Par Yom HaKippurim Vasira Se'efa Zeh V'Zeh Shaven. But what you see from the Mishnah is that it doesn't matter how he became Kohen Gadol when it comes to the Par Yom Kippur and the Sira Se'efa. When it comes to those two things, so any type of Kohen Gadol, whether he became Kohen Gadol through Shemen HaMishcha, whether he became Kohen Gadol through Merubah Begadim, it doesn't make a difference. Either way, a Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Gadol, and he's going to bring the Par Yom HaKippurim, and he's going to bring daily the Asira Se'efa. Says the Gemara now, that the Mishnah, which said that the only difference between the Kayin who became Kayin Gadol with the Shemen HaMishcha and the Kayin Gadol who became Kayin Gadol with the Merubah Begadim is the Par Haba'a Kol HaMitzvahs. Meaning that only a Kohen Gadol who became Kohen Gadol with the Shemen HaMishcha, he brings the special Karban Chatas. He brings the Par Haba'al Kol HaMitzvahs. But the Merubah Begadim does not bring a Par Haba'al Kol HaMitzvahs. He brings the regular sheep or goat. Says the Gemara, that Masnisin Delek Reb Meir. That halacha is not like Reb Meir. Di Reb Meir, if it would be like Reb Meir, Hatani, we learned in the Braisa, that the Shita of Reb Meir is that Merubah Begadim may be Par Haba'al Kol HaMitzvahs, Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir Shita is that also a Merubah Begadim brings this special par. The Chachamim Aymerim Enai Mevi. It's Tafka the Chachamim who are Chaylik. They say that no, that the Merubah Begadim does not bring a par Haba'a Kol HaMitzvahs. So our Mishnah, which says that that's a difference between a Shemen HaMishcha Kohen Gadol and a Merubah Begadim Kohen Gadol, is like the Chachamim, it's not like Reb Meir. Now my time with Rebbe Meir, what's Reb Meir's Makar, that even a Merubah Begadim, that he brings this special Karbachatas, he brings the par Haba'a Kol HaMitzvahs? The Tani will learn in the Braisa, the Pasuk says Mashiach, that only Kohen Gadol who was Nimshach with the Shemin HaMishcha, seemingly. Only he brings the parabolic law and mitzvahs. So, Ainli Ela Meshuach, B'Shemin HaMishcha, Meruba Begadim Inayin. How do I know that no, even a Meruba Begadim, he brings the special parabolic law and mitzvahs? Tamalaymer Ha Mashiach. The extra hay is coming to be Marbe, a Meruba Begadim, that also a Kohen Gadol who became Kohen Gadol through the special Shemina Begadim, so he also is Chayiv in a parabolic law and mitzvahs if he transgresses an Isser B'Shoigig, like we said, that had it been B'Mezid, it would have been Nechi of Karis. Says the Gemara, so it comes out that we're saying that the Reisha of the Mishnah, which says that there's a difference between the Kohen Gadol who became Kohen Gadol through Shemin HaMishcha versus Meruba Begadim, that the Reisha of the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, B'mayoi kimna d'leik Remeir. It comes out, you're telling me that the Reisha of the Mishnah is not like Remeir, Eima Seifa. But look at the Seifa of the Mishnah. The Seifa of the Mishnah says that Ein Bein Koyin Mishamish Koyin Sha'avar, Ela Par Yom HaKippurim Vasira Seifa. The end of the Mishnah says that there's no difference between a Koyin Gadol and the retired Koyin Gadol, except for the Par Yom Kippur and Vasira Seifa. Those are Miyuchud, Dafka to the active Koyin Gadol. But the retired Koyin Gadol does not bring those two karbanos. Mashma, halakol devrei and zevizeh shavin. With regards to everything else, even the retired Kohen Gadol, he's like a regular Kohen Gadol. If he wants to perform avayid in the Beis HaMikdash, he puts on the Shemayna Begadim, he's a regular Kohen Gadol, and he's going to serve in the Beis HaMikdash wearing Shemayna Begadim. So it sounds like from the Mishnah that with regards to everything else, a retired Kohen Gadol is exactly the same as a Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara, that's Asan Rabbi Meir. That's only Rabbi Meir Shita. The Tani, like we learned in the Braisa, that Eira by Psul, if let's say there's a Psul that happens to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, so Uminu Kayin Achir Tachtav, so they appoint a new Kayin to be the Kohen Gadol in his place. So now what happens after Yom Kippur when the original Kohen Gadol is back? So Rishain Chayzer Lavaydasai, the original Kohen Gadol, he gets his job back once he goes to the mikvah and once the Psul goes away. Whereas the backup Kohen Gadol, so Kol Mitzvah Iskuhuna Gedoylo Alav, he's a regular Kohen Gadol, different Rabbi Meir. You see, that's Rabbi Meir Shita, that the retired Kohen Gadol is for all halachic purposes considered a regular Kohen Gadol. We mentioned two exceptions, the Asira Seifa and the Par Yom HaKippurim, but with regards to everything else, the retired Kohen Gadol is a regular Kohen Gadol. It's Rabbi Yaisi that argues. Rabbi Yaisi says that no, Rishon Chayzer LaAvodasai, that part I'm asking to you, that the original Kohen Gadol, he gets his job back. He goes back to serving in the Beis HaMikdash as the Kohen Gadol, whereas Sheni, Einai Roy, Loi LeKohen Gadol, V'Loi LeKohen Hedya, whereas the second, the backup Kohen, who became Kohen Gadol, he's going to be stuck in limbo. He's not going to be allowed to perform Avaida with Shemayna Begadim. He can't be like a Kohen Gadol, and he also can't perform Avaida wearing just four Begadim, because, technically speaking, he's a Kohen Gadol. So we'll see in the Gemara soon why it is that Rabbi Yossi holds like this, that this backup Kohen Gadol is now stuck in limbo, but the point is that Rabbi Yaisi holds that he's not allowed to perform Avaida wearing Shemayna Begadim. So it comes out that the Seifa of our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. The Seifa of the Mishnah said that the only difference between the active Kohen Gadol and the retired Kohen Gadol is just Asira Seifa and Par Yom HaKippurim. Mashma, everything else, they're the same. The retired Kohen Gadol is allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash wearing Shemayna Begadim. So that's Rabbi Meir. So the Reish is not Rabbi Meir. And then the Seifa is Rabbi Meir. That doesn't seem to make any sense. Before we get to the Teretz, says the Gemara, Va'am Rabbi Yaisi, and Rabbi Yaisi clarified his Shita, and he brought a Raya to his Shita, that the backup Kohen Gadol gets stuck in limbo, and he said he had a Ma'isa Shaya, that Ma'isa Rabbi Yaisi ben Ulam. There was a story with Rabbi Yaisi ben Ulam, Mitzi Pairi, She'era by Psul B'Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol at the time became Pasul on Yom Kippur. Uminuhu Tachtov. So they appointed this Kayin, Yaisi ben Ulam, to be the backup Kohen Gadol. Uba Maisel Fnei Chachamim. And then after Yom Kippur was over and the original Kohen Gadol, he became Tahar again. So the Maisa came to the Chachamim, that what's the halacha now? Va'amru, when they said that Rishon Chayzer La'avodasai, that the first Kohen Gadol, the original one, he gets his his position back. And Shani Eina Roy Loy LeKoyin Gadol VeLoy LeKoyin Hedyot. Exactly like Rabbi Yossi said, that the back of Koyin Gadol becomes stuck in limbo. He serves as a Koyin Gadol. He also can't serve as a Koyin Hedyot. And they explained, Koyin Gadol, he can't serve as a Koyin Gadol. He can't put on Shemayin and Begadim and start bringing a carbon Misham Eva, because that's going to cause animosity between him and the actual active Koyin Gadol. If there's someone else, you know, you can't have two captains of one ship. So the Kohen Gadol is going to see this other guy who's officially Kohen Gadol, and he's going to be serving with Shemayin and Megadim. It's going to cause some hatred between the two. So therefore, we don't allow this Kohen, who's technically has the Kedusha of a Kohen Gadol, we don't allow him to actually serve as a Kohen Gadol. And we also don't allow him to serve as a Kohen Hedyot, Misham Malim B'Kodesh V'loy Merid, because his Kedusha is that of a Kohen Gadol, and we can't take that away from him, because that would be because the rule is you can only go up in Kedusha, you can't go down. So therefore, he's not allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash wearing just four begadim, because he has Kedusha of Shmaina begadim, he has Kedusha of a Kohen Gadol. For him to serve wearing four begadim would be a psul of Mechusar begadim. He's not wearing the appropriate amount of begadim. And if so, that's why he's stuck in limbo. He can't serve as Kohen Gadol and he can't serve as Kohen Hedyot. Point being, says the Gemara, Reisha Rabbanan v'sefer Remeir, you're going to tell me that the Reisha is like the Rabbanan, it's not like Remeir. And then the Sefer, we're going back, and it is like Remeir. That seems very strange. So says the Gemara, two terutzim. Number one, Amar Rav Chista in. Yeah, in a Chanami, it's a bit of a Chiddush, but Reisha Rabbanan v'sefer Remeir, that the Reisha of the Mishnah is like the Rabbanan, and the Sefer is like Remeir. Or, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef says a different teretz, that Rebbe he. The Tan of the Mishnah is not the Rabbanan, and it's not Remeir, it's Rebbe. Rebbe's his own person. V'nasav le'a, liba de Tanoi. And with regards to the Merubah Begadim, it happens to be, Rebbe holds like the Chachamim, that a Merubah Begadim does not bring a parabah kol ha-mitzvahs. So that's why in the Reisha, he said like the Rabbanan. And it happens to be, the Halach in the Seifa, Rebbe holds like Remeir, that a backup Kohen Gadol is allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash wearing the Shemayin HaBegadim, the retired Kohen Gadol. And therefore, he said in the Seifa, like Remeir. So it's not a steer, it's not Rabbanan and Remeir, it's all Rebbe. It happens to be in the Reisha's case, Rebbe holds like the Chachamim, and in the Seifa's case, Rebbe holds like Remeir. The Machleik Samar Tali Zabizeh, we just thought it was strange that we would be switching Tanayim in the middle of the Mishnah without specifying that. So that the Gemara is answering, that no, it's Rebbe, it's one Tana, it's Rebbe, and it happens to be, he holds in different areas, different things. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, and again, perhaps just a quick hakdama, and that is as follows. The Torah says that, at least once we have a Beis HaMikdash, so a person is not allowed to bring a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash is standing, you're not allowed to bring a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. However, before the Beis HaMikdash was built, before Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, and all we had was a Mishkan, so there were different times where there was actually a heter to bring a carbon even outside of the Mishkan. And certain stops that the Mishkan had, it wasn't so permanent. So you were allowed to bring a carbon. You could make your own individual carbon in mizbeach in your backyard. And you could bring your own carbon on your own personal mizbeach. During such times where there was a heter to build your own mizbeach and to bring a carbon on your own mizbeach, it's called heter bamais. So that mizbeach that you had as your own personal mizbeach, that's called a bama ketana. Whereas the mizbeach that was in the Mishkan that was built Bimei Moshe Rabbeinu, so that was called the Bama Gedayla. The Bama Ketana was the one that the person himself built. The Bama Gedayla was the one in the Mishkan. Now there were times, even before the Beis HaMikdash, when all we had was a Mishkan, that there was also an Isser to bring your own Karbanais outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Mishkan. When the Mishkan was in Shiloh. When the Mishkan was in Shiloh, so that was already like a permanent stop for the Mishkan, and so during that tekufa, there was actually no heter bamas. You weren't allowed to bring a carbon on your own personal mizbeach. You had to dafka bring it to the Mishkan and bring it on a bama gedayla. Anyway, so that's the idea of a bama ketana and a bama gedayla. So on that note, says the Mishnah that ein bein bama gedayla le bama ketana. There's no difference between the bama gedayla, referring to the mizbeach in the Mishkan, and a bama ketana, referring to the person's personal mizbeach. There's no difference between the two. Whatever karbanos you could bring on one, you could bring on the other. Ela psachim. The only difference is a carbon pesach. A carbon pesach had to dafka be brought on the bama gedayla. Says the Mishnah, Nadzera klau, kol shehu nidar v'nidev, anything that you could bring by just pledging it. You could make a neder and you could bring in a dava and you could bring it as a karban. So then karayv bebama. So then it could be brought on even a bama ketana. V'chol she'enoi loy nidav v'loy nidav. Whereas things which you can't just make a neder or a nedava, like we said before, karban pesach. You can't just make a neder on a random Tuesday that I'm going to bring a karban pesach. So then enoi karayv bebama. So such a karban cannot be brought on a bama. Says the Gemara, there seems to be a shtickle stira b'nei ubei in the Mishnah. First we say that the only difference between a bama ketana and a bama gedayla is just the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach has to be brought dafka on the bama gedayla. And then we say that no, really the only things you could bring on the bama ketana are things that you can make a neder or a nedava about them. But anything else you can't. So that means that there's a lot more than just Karban Pesach that's between the two. There's a lot of karbanos that you cannot bring as a neder or a nedava. Any sort of chatas or asham, it's only if you do navera. You can't just bring it as a neder or a nedava. So those can only be brought on a bama gedayla and not a bama ketana. So ask the Gemara, psachim v'sulai, is the only difference between a bama ketana and a bama gedayla really just the Karban Pesach? There's a whole bunch of other karbanos that also can only be brought on a bama gedayla. So says the Gemara, ima ke'ein psachim. What we mean, when the Mishnah meant, when it said that the only difference between the Bama Ketana and the Bama Gedayla is Psachim, we meant not just the Karban Pesach, we meant anything even similar to a Karban Pesach, which Rashi explains, means that anything that's Kavua Lazman, anything that has a set time to bring that Karban, so it's not something you can make a Neder or a Nedava, there's a set time to bring it, those types of Karbanos can only be brought on the Bama Gedayla, they cannot be brought on the Bama Ketana. And says the Gemara that money, who is the Tan of our Mishnah that holds like this? It's Reb Shimoni, it's the Tan of the Mishnah's Reb Shimon. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, that Reb Shimon Aimer, Af Tzibur Lehekrivu Ela Psachim. That even on a Bama Gedayla, before we had a Beis HaMikdash, the only heter to bring any sort of carbon, even on a Bama Gedayla, was a carbon Pesach and other Chiyuvim that was Kavua Lahem Zman. But when it comes to a carbon Chayva that doesn't have a Zman Kavua, for example, Rashi says, like the Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur, or the Si'iri Avayda Zara, those are Karbanais Chayvais, but there's not Kavua. So such karbanos hacha v'hacha loy kariv. So then you don't bring it not on the bama ketana and not on the bama gedayla, which means that it comes out like this. According to Reb Shimon, before we had the Beis HaMikdash, you weren't allowed to bring karbanos chayves that were not kavua lahem zman. There was no such thing as bringing such a karban. The only thing you could bring was karbanos that were kavua lahem zman, or things that you could be neidev v'neidev. So things that you could bring even as a neder nedava, those you could bring even on a bama ketana. Things that you can't be neider v'neidev, but they're kavua lahem zman, so then you brought in on a bama gedayla. And things that weren't even kavua lahem zman, so then you didn't bring them at all. That's what comes out. And so the Tan of our Mishnah, which says that the only difference between a neder, between a bama ketana and a bama gedayla, is dafka ke'im psachim, so that's like the sheet of Reb Shimon, as opposed to the Chachamim. The Chachamim say even things that are not ke'im psachim, even things that are not kavua lahem zman, you're allowed to bring on a bama gedayla. Not like Reb Shimon. The Chachamim say you could bring these karbanos, like si'irei avodah zara, and parham davar shel tzibur, on a bama gedayla. So then there's even more differences between a bama ketana and a bama gedayla. But the Tana of our Mishnah is like Reb Shimon, that the only things you could bring on a bama gedayla is ke'im psachim, and mamela that's going to be the only difference between a bama ketana and a bama gedayla.